This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today on this live edition, July 28, 2015, Tuesday. We're going to be talking to Alex Jones later in the show. He is, of course, in Europe investigating the globalist takeover there. He's in London. Rob Dew has arrived there. They're going to be joining us live later in the show, as will Paul Joseph Watson. And we have a guest in studio, Abby Johnson. She was a Planned Parenthood Employee of the Year back in 2009. And then she saw something that made her quit and become a whistleblower. What she saw was an ultrasound of a baby recoiling in pain from the procedure that they told her the baby did not feel. It's just a fetus, right? Look, you can call it a fetus, you can call it tissues, but it's baby parts. This is not a gray area. This is a black market. We have another video today that has come out from the same whistleblowers that have been going around doing these sting operations. They're not a hoax. This is a sting operation. The Planned Parenthood people, the liberal media, have been pushing back, saying, this is a hoax, this is a setup. Look, if you catch somebody on camera dialoguing like a supervillain because they're engaging in criminal activity and they don't know that you're recording them, that's a sting operation. 60 Minutes used to do that when they did real journalism. They do that all the time. The law enforcement does that all the time. They're constantly doing that because people don't confess on camera to crime unless they don't know they're being recorded. And, of course, how does the GOP leadership react to this? Boehner says he needs more facts. Well, we've got more facts today. We're going to give him more facts. Maybe you should start sending him some facts. I was just amazed to see The Hill put out a video of an article talking about how Boehner cried when he did a Golf Channel interview. He can get so sentimental about golf, but he doesn't give a rip about the children who are being torn apart and sold for profit. That's the kind of leadership we have in this party. Those are the people that you voted for. It just shows how broken this whole political system is. We're also going to look at politics. We have a segment today, something I've been wanting to cover since Sunday. It's something we talked about on the nightly news last week when the story first broke. I think it was Friday. We saw this plan. Actually, it was a study done by the Department of Defense about what the future battlefield would look like in 2050. I've thought about it all weekend. It's bothered me so much. I want to talk about it on Sunday. And I want to talk about it yesterday, but there's been so much news that we didn't have enough time to talk about. There's been a lot of news lately, especially over this weekend. We've had top scientists, very well-known scientists. This is not a conspiracy theory, folks. We've been talking about this for years. It was dismissed as a bunch of tin foil hat conspiracy theory. We'd seen too many Terminator movies. Look, Elon Musk is funding millions of dollars because he's concerned about artificial intelligence being a runaway technology. We've got killer robot conferences popping up all over Europe. And, of course, people are maybe starting to get concerned about what could happen with genetically altered humans. And, of course, there's always the concern that these genetic modifications might get out of control and cause mass death in terms of bioweapons, because it's our own CDC, the Center for Disease Control, is actually the Center for Disease Propagation. These people, many of them, you'll see them wearing military uniforms, these people who work for the CDC. They are bringing in deadly bacteria. They're weaponizing the deadly bacteria. They call them select agents. Who are they selecting these agents for? When you combine that with genetics, is a very troubling scenario. And, of course, they enhance them with gain of function to make them more deadly, easier to transmit. So we're going to look at how these trends are converging into the future battlefield. Killer robots and genetically engineered superhumans. Stay with us. It's an exciting show today.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals bar none, and that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
All right, so suddenly Walmart, eBay, Amazon, everybody wants to ban the rebel flag. Well, the rebel flag is an important part of American history. The rebel flag is still a long-standing symbol of Southern pride and Southern heritage. So if the big retailers want to play into political correctness and try to deny the history of America, let them. Go to ourflags.com. That's R like rebel, R, the letter R. Ourflags.com. Get your rebel flag before they actually do outlaw the things, huh? Ourflags.com. That's ourflags.com. Go now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at GCNlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this July 28th, 2015, Tuesday, a live edition. I'm David Knight, your host here in Austin. We're going to be joined later in the show by Alex Jones. He is in Europe. He is looking at the globalist takeover there right now. They are in London. He's going to be calling in. So is Paul Joseph Watson later in the show. And today, of course, we've had yet another Planned Parenthood video, undercover video. Sting video. As I said in the last segment, it is not a hoax, as the liberal media is trying to cover for this. It is a sting. You understand the difference, right? When somebody is engaged in criminal activity, when they're monologuing like a supervillain because they don't know they're on video, that is a sting. It used to be done all the time by real journalists. It's now being done by these real journalists who are getting it. It's done all the time by law enforcement. That's the way they capture so many people, because you just don't confess when you know the camera's on. This is an amazing video that came out today. These videos, this one is very, very disturbing, because in this particular one, you can see them picking through the baby parts. There are stills, there are videos. It is very disturbing. If you watch this, if you have a conscience, if it hasn't been seared, it will bring tears to your eyes. But of course, Boehner can't cry about anything except golf. He gets on the golf channel, he gets moved to tears, but when it comes to these videos, he says he needs more facts before he can do something. That's just absolutely amazing. We're going to have Abby Johnson. I'm sorry. We're going to have Abby Johnson, and we're going to talk to her. She's a former Planned Parenthood employee. She became a whistleblower. She was disturbed by what she saw. We're going to talk to her. We're going to try to get through this video. It's just, I saw it this morning. I'm sorry. And we're going to talk about some politics here in a minute. I just saw this story at the top of the news stack. Central Florida theaters are issuing an alert on safety measures, telling people to report suspicious characters. We are becoming a very, very paranoid society. Of course, they're not going to give people the ability to carry concealed. They're going to continue to make them gun-free zones. So, yes, there is an element of risk there. But I'm just reminded in the last couple of days, I've been going around with my son trying to get saltpeter, potassium nitrate, because we're trying to use it as fertilizer for some spirulina that we're trying to grow. And, of course, when we walk in and we've gone to store after store because nobody carries this anymore, I don't know if it's become, at least some of the people, we went to a drugstore, a small drugstore, not a big chain, and they told us, well, we used to carry it, but we had to stop carrying it a while back. I don't know if it was made illegal. I think they made it illegal in Canada. But they all say to us, what are you doing, building a bomb? And after hearing that about five or six times, I just wanted to tell them, you know, if you really believe that was a fertilizer bomb, if you believe a fertilizer bomb could have taken down the Oklahoma City federal building like that by itself from that kind of explosion, maybe you should look at the blast pattern because it's not a point source. It went across the entire front of the building. I remember when that happened. The internet, of course, wasn't around. I looked in the New American Magazine. They had a former retired, I think he was a brigadier general. His specialty was demolition. And he pointed out, you don't get a destruction pattern like that from a point source bomb. So, you know, we've made everybody so paranoid. Everybody is concerned about that. I guess I'm on yet another list because I'm going around trying to get fertilizer for spirulina. But that's the kind of paranoid society we live in. But then when you talk to people about things that are real, about their cars getting hacked, about their phones getting hacked, about the government looking at everything they do. Look at this article here. 950 million Android phones can be hijacked by malicious text messages. It was just a couple of days ago we saw that all Chrysler Fiat vehicles could be hacked wirelessly. So maybe we should be concerned about that. Maybe we should be concerned at least about the future of these wireless cars. If Android phones, which have been around for quite a while, it's a mature technology, again, they're still hacking them, putting in malicious text messages. So all they have to do is send you a text message, and they can hack your phone. They can get control of your phone. And it was very simple for these hackers on Wired Magazine to take over that Jeep. Let me tell you something. I'm not going to be getting behind. There's no wheel to get behind. I'm not going to be getting into a self-driving car without a steering wheel, without brakes. I will ride a motorcycle, I'll ride a bicycle, I'll ride a skateboard, I'll get a horse, whatever, I'll walk. I'm not going to get in a self-driving car, not ever. I mean, look at what we've seen in the past with people who have, in several cases, blindly followed Google directions or Apple Maps directions or, you know, some of these computer mapping programs, follow it right into the water, follow it down a trail and get stuck in the woods and die or nearly die. Or in some cases, they went around all the signs, all the warning signs that told them, this road is closed, the bridge is out, don't go any further. And it's like, but my computer program tells me to go ahead. So they keep driving. They go around, weave around all the signs that are there for humans because they trust the computer so much and they drive off the bridge. There's a literal case of that, literally. A man and his wife, she died. He survived. But he kept driving and drove right off of the bridge. You know, it's a perfect allegory for where we're going with these self-driving cars. People don't understand the imminent danger, and they don't understand where this is leading. They don't understand that this is a means to take over your control, control of your transportation, to control your movements. Understand that the interstate system was created for military purposes. That's why Hitler created it. Before the war, Eisenhower had written a small book about how difficult it was for him to take a group of military vehicles from one point in the Northeast to another point in the Northeast. And then when he saw the Autobahn in Germany, part of World War II, it's like, we got to do that. And it was military primarily. Of course, there's been civilian use for it all this time, but that's primarily why they built the Autobahn and the interstate system here. Control of transportation is a main means of controlling a country, politically, militarily, physical control. This is why we do not want to have the government controlling each and every vehicle. They may be driven by computers, but they're going to be controlled by government, a government that can restrict your movement for any arbitrary purpose. That's the bigger picture. The immediate danger is that it's going to drive you into a ditch or drive you off of a bridge. Or have some kind of a software error. I mean, who would think that a computer would have a software? We're only supposed to worry about human drivers, not about human programmers. I've seen plenty of human programmers making errors. I used to be a programmer myself. I made plenty of errors. I would never trust a car that was driven by a program that I wrote. Okay, and I'm not going to trust a program that's driven by something that somebody else wrote. We ought to be concerned about that. But it's just like the situation that we see with guns, the situation we see with them looking at our emails. People can't see the long-term picture. They can't see how this is going to broaden out. And so they understand, some people are starting to understand the need for individual protection for firearms, but they don't understand the danger that gun control presents to the population. Of course, we have done many discussions and videos about that here at InfoWars. When I first got here, we did a video called Democide, talking about the history of how gun control has preceded massive mass murder by the government called democide. Of course, it enables it. So people don't understand that. And we're going to talk later in this program about a couple of emerging trends. Of course, we've had a lot of news in the last few days about genetics. Of course, we're told the good side of the genetics. And every technology has good and bad sides. How do we control that? How do we control robotics, for example, so that we don't have killer robots? That's been in the news a lot. And then, of course, there was a story at the end of last week on Friday. There was a release of a Department of Defense conference where they were looking at future war, the battlefield of 2050, 35 years in the future. What does that battlefield look like? It looks like your worst nightmare. You cannot even believe the scenario that they have proposed here. To give you a quick overview, and we're going to talk about this at the bottom of the hour in detail, because it is a convergence of these two trends, of genetic modification and of robotics and AI. And they're going to converge these. They're going to push it. It's going to be an arms race. That's what everybody is concerned about with killer robots, is the arms race aspect of this. I've got to build it before the other guy builds it. And we push and we push and we push. We already spend more than every other country in the world on defense. Every other country in the world combined on defense, we spend more. We are creating the threats. Then we create the response, the counter to the threat. Then we create the counter to the counter to the threat. What is this for? We're multiplying death and suffering. The only people profiting from it are the military-industrial complex and the standing army. And we need to take a close look at where this is going, because in 10 years, it's going to be too late to stop this. It may already be too late to stop this. We need to understand where this is going. So we're going to talk about these converging trends of genetics and killer robots, because the battlefield of 2050 is going to be filled with killer robots and superhuman genetically modified warriors. These are not going to be Captain America. These are going to be Winter Soldiers, because they are going to get their hooks into their minds as well. we're going to create a super elite group of cyborgs who have implants in them, who have been genetically modified to withstand deprivation, to be super strong, to have equipment themselves. But for the most part, they want to make sure that these killer robots will be able to operate so quickly that they don't even want the enhanced humans to control them. This is called plausible deniability, or an alibi, depending on which killers you're talking to. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals bar none, and that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CatiArmor.com. Come and take it.
David Knight, your host, live in studio. Today we are going to be joined by Alex Jones. We believe it's going to be at the top of the hour, next hour. He's in Europe, of course, investigating the globalist takeover. He's right now in London. He's going to be traveling to several of the nations that are currently in the sights of the EU Central Bank and the bankers there. He'll be going to several countries there. But right now he's in London. He's going to be calling in. We're going to be talking to Paul Joseph Watson as well. And Abby Johnson, a former employee of Planned Parenthood, a whistleblower, will be joining us live in the third hour in studio. Now, before we go back to the news, I want to let you know that this hour of the Alex Jones Show is brought to you by our newest flagship product. That's Deep Cleanse. You'll find that at InfoWarsLife.com. It's an all-in-one total body cleanser that uses nanocolloidal zeolites. Think of those as super tiny nano-sized sponges and other organic ingredients to cleanse chemicals and toxic metals from your body. With all the toxic pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, and metals in the food supply, Deep Cleanse is a great way to fight back. Get your body clean with Deep Cleanse at InfoWarsLife.com. Right now we have it in stock. It's been selling out very quickly, as all of our new products do. I believe we still have some in stock. And right now we have free shipping through July. There's only 2 days left in July, so you've got 2 days to get free shipping. Again, that's InfoWarsLife.com, and that's the newest product, Deep Cleanse. In this segment, I'd like to talk a little bit about some of the political news, of course, people running for president. It's interesting to see. Right now, we're not really getting much in terms of issues. We're seeing a lot of personalities involved. Camille Paglia has something to say about Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton and Solange. She says how Bill Clinton is like Bill Cosby. And I would also point out that Hillary Clinton is like Bill Clinton. The three of them are three peas in a pod. You know, when she gets caught with these classified emails, her flat-out denials, her parsing, her prevarication, it's just so much like Bill Clinton. As we pointed out, she says she did not have textual relations with those classified documents. It's not credible. 55,000 pages of emails on her private server is what she has turned over. We don't know how many she had totally because, of course, it was her private email. They've only been able to go through 40 of those emails. They found, the inspector general has found, 4 of the 40 that he's looked at had classified material in them. But here's what Camille Paglia says about the character of these people. Talking about Bill Clinton, she says, the horrible truth is that the feminist establishment in the U.S., led by Gloria Steinem, did in fact apply a double standard to Bill Clinton's behavior because he was a Democrat. The Democrat president and administration supported abortion rights. Therefore, it didn't matter what his perspective was because, of course, abortion is the ultimate sacrament to the feminists led by Gloria Steinem and others. So they didn't really care what he did to women because they don't care what he does to small women. Why would they care what he does to adult women? She goes on to say, the fact of the matter is that Bill Clinton was a serial abuser of working class women. He had exploited the power differential even in Arkansas. This is Camille Paglia, a real feminist. She doesn't pull any punches. She tells it like it is. It's going to be very interesting to see what she says about some of these other candidates. But she pulls no punches when she talks about the Clintons. She says, my publicly stated opinion at the time was, I don't care what public figures do. It's their private life. There's a very sophisticated style about that among the French and so forth and so on. Well, yes, but the reality is that he was impeached because he committed perjury. That's the legal term for lying under oath. He's a lawyer. He's a president. He knew better than that. They say a cigar and an intern is certainly the opposite of sophisticated. Okay, he didn't get impeached because he was sophisticated. He got impeached because of sophistry, because of lying, because of perjury. It's a legal definition. He knows better. She says, the Clintons are responsible for the destruction of Monica Lewinsky. Again, this is Camille Paglia. She says, it's like something out of Wuthering Heights or Great Expectations, the way this whole thing has played out, the destruction of character. I think that's a very important thing. That's why I talked about what we know about Donald Trump. How did he get his money? Of course, he doesn't rely on donations like Hillary Clinton and Jeb Bush and these others, but how did he get his money? He was perfectly capable, when he was building his casinos, of throwing people out of their homes, using the government for eminent domain to steal other people's property for private use. I don't care if the Supreme Court said it was okay. The Constitution says it's not okay. It's not moral to do that. It's a lack of character when you make money doing that, and we still see it happening with the Keystone Pipeline project. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals, bar none. And that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Now, a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that gate, and I hope that judge ain't blind.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, live in Austin on this Tuesday, July 28, 2015. We're going to be talking to Alex Jones. He's in Europe. Right now he's in London. He's looking at the globalist takeover plans. There's many different aspects of that. We've seen what happened in Greece. We also know what's happening with the transatlantic partnership, with the trans-Pacific partnership. As Alex reported yesterday, Obama is a hero in the British press. Why? Well, because he's pushing the transatlantic partnership, because he's telling the UK, don't leave the European Union. You're an important transatlantic partner. So they don't want member states to start leaving the European Union, because the European Union is a construct that is supposed to now be joined to the North American Union, to Asia. That's exactly what the plan has been for a very long time. That's what the Trilateral Commission talked about. That's the structure that they had, the three different regions then being unified into a global government. So we're going to be talking to Alex Jones from Europe. Paul Joseph Watson is going to be joining us. Abby Johnson, a former Planned Parenthood Employee of the Year turned whistleblower, is going to be talking to us today. And we're going to be covering this new Planned Parenthood video when she arrives in studio. In this segment, I wanted to talk about these emerging trends, the genetic modification. So many articles we've seen about this on Drudge and elsewhere over the last several days, as well as the concerns, the rightful concerns that many prominent scientists have about robots, killer robots, getting out of control, the militarization of artificial intelligence and robotics, the next generation, and how this is all converging in the Department of Defense's plans, their plans of how they envision the future battlefield, which is a combination of killer robots and augmented humans. Let's start with the genetics aspect of it. Of course, in the last couple of days, we had this story about how Google-backed Calico is partnering with Ancestry.com. And, of course, this is going to beat the specter of aging. You're going to be able to live forever. That's the promise, okay? They're going to solve all diseases. They're going to give you longevity. And if you believe that, I've got a bridge I will sell you. Because if they were to crack any of this stuff, they're going to keep it for themselves. These are the same people who are radical depopulationists. These are the same people who have come up with Agenda 21. They want to confine people, the rest of the people, into small areas and keep the vast majority of the world off limits to them. But, of course, there's also a very troubling aspect of this, that they're going into Ancestry.com and picking through the genetic information there. So that also brings up a very, and that's a very troubling, when you look at that Wired magazine article, I don't know what that's about. These eyeballs, there's like 3D eyeballs that are looking in every different direction, individual ones. It's very disturbing. I'm not really sure what that has to do with DNA, but we're going to talk about that article at length as well. But they say, we've been looking at and frankly responding to inquiries we've had from another number of parties about ways that we can collaborate to take the data that we've aggregated historically. Understand, as Alex Jones has been pointing out for a very long time, they've been collecting blood samples at birth surreptitiously for a very long time throughout the United States. Why do you think they're doing that? Well, this is part of it. But they're also going through and looking at things like Ancestry.com, seeing who lived the longest, so they can take a closer look at those individuals who are descended from people who had a long, who lived for a very long time. Another example of this comes from Bloomberg Business. This came out in the last couple of days. Superhumans who are real, and their DNA could be worth billions. Exactly. They're talking about people who have a congenital insensitivity to pain, or people who have bones so dense that they can walk away from accidents that would leave others with broken limbs. Here's one professor of medicine in the Netherlands. He went into a community where he noticed that the population had overgrown skulls, abnormally large bones. He went to a town meeting and he asked if anybody had been in a major car accident. One man raised his hand. He said, I was crossing the street with my brother and a Mercedes was coming and I didn't have time to move. And I said, what happened? And he said, you should have seen the Mercedes. So they want to go through and they want to mine this information. So it's not just Calico, which is now associated with Google. It's also 23andMe, which was associated with one of the Google founders' ex-wives, I guess. So they split. So now they have two different startups. But there's many, many different companies that are doing this. Amgen just bought an Icelandic biotechnology company for $415 million a couple of years ago. What is this about? The disturbing thing about this is the money involved, of course. And in this Wired magazine article that we just had up on the screen a while back, that was talking about the Genesis engine, talking about new software that's come out. And they go back to a conference where they talked to a scientist. It was a conference in 1975, 40 years ago. The biologists came together. They realized that they were able to do some things with the basic theory that had been discovered less than 20 years earlier by Crick and Watson about DNA. They realized they could have some practical applications of this. They could directly modify the genes of animals. They could do transgenic combination. In other words, not just selectively breeding your dogs or your horses or your cows for a particular effect, but going in and taking genes from one species of animal and combining them into another. And then going in and directly modifying the human genome or other genomes. But at the time, they said, we don't really have to. They were coming up with some ethics statements that were going to guide them. There wasn't any outside source that was concerned about it at the time, 1975. And so they came up with their own ethics statements that were really non-binding. They said, we don't really even have to worry about humans because that's so far off in the future. Take this to today, and that's the what that article is about. 40 years later, now things have changed considerably. They now have something called CRISPR, which is some software that lets them go in. If you've seen Jurassic Park, they don't really go into it in that much detail. In the book, they go into it in a great deal of detail. If you remember in the movie, there's the Asian scientist, Henry Wu. In the book, they explain in detail how he's got the software where he can repetitively go in with the fragments of DNA that they're able to recover. They combine them, of course, with amphibians. That's part of what goes wrong at Jurassic Park. Those amphibians then are able to change their sex and multiply in the wild. They had originally just created female dinosaurs to keep that from happening. But the other aspect of it was these partial fragments of DNA, they would be able to go in and repetitively change things. If there was a defect in the animal, they would analyze that. They would go in and change that in the DNA. They're now able to do that in real life. That's what CRISPR is about. The tools that they have now are so much more advanced than these scientists could envision 40 years ago. It has taken place at a much more rapid pace. But I want to go back to Jurassic Park, because in 1990, when Michael Crichton wrote the book, yes, it's entertainment, but there is some serious principles that are laid out in that. Let's go to the introduction, where he talks about the incident, what the whole book is based on. He says, the late 20th century had witnessed a scientific gold rush of astonishing proportions, the headlong, furious haste to commercialize genetic engineering. This enterprise had proceeded so rapidly with so little outside commentary that its dimensions and its implications are hardly understood at all. The biotechnology revolution differs in three important respects from past scientific transformations. He said, first of all, it's broad-based. He said, 500 corporations, he's writing this now in 1990, and this is factual. He begins the book with a factual statement of where it is and what his ethical concerns are about it before he gets into the fictional Jurassic Park. At the time he wrote it, 1990, he said 500 corporations spend $5 billion a year on this technology. They said, number two, much of the research is thoughtless or frivolous. You want to breed paler trout for better visibility in the stream, square trees for easier lumbering, injectable scent so you'll be able to always smell like your favorite perfume. Those may seem like a joke, but they're not. In fact, that biotechnology can be applied to industries traditionally subject to the vagaries of fashion, like cosmetics and leisure. It heightens concern about the whimsical use of this powerful new technology. And then third, he says, this work is uncontrolled. No one supervises it. No laws regulate it. But the most disturbing fact, he says, is that no watchdogs are found among the scientists themselves. It's remarkable that nearly every scientist in genetics research is also engaged in the commerce of biotechnology. There are no detached observers. Everybody has a stake. The commercialization of molecular biology is the most stunning ethical event in the history of science, and it has happened with an astonishing speed. He wrote this 25 years ago, Michael Crichton did. He was a very perceptive individual. A vast multi-billion dollar commercial undertaking, and its origins can be traced not to 1953, but to April 1976. That was 1 year after this conference that the fellow who's relating this to in Wired Magazine talks about. So after they get together and say, well, there's certain things that we're not going to do, the next year, a venture capitalist and a biochemist from the University of California get together and create a new company, Genentech. He says it quickly became the largest and most successful of the genetic engineering startups. That is essentially what this Wired Magazine article is talking about. 140 scientists that gathered in 1975 for a conference. But he said 40 years later, now they're getting together in Napa, in California again, talking about access to this gene editing technique called CRISPR-Cas9. He says it's basically, the name comes from a description of the genetic basis of the method, and Cas9 is the protein that makes it work. He says these are monumental moments in the history of biomedical research. What could possibly go wrong? Michael Crichton talked about the thin intelligence of the scientist, saying, yes, they see very narrowly. They don't see the broad picture. They don't see the surrounding area. They don't see the consequences that are coming. Let me tell you some of the consequences that we've already seen. CDC to review oversight of bioterror labs after USA Today investigation. That was July 21st. We've had another article from USA Today today. Congress questions oversight of biolab safety at a hearing. Federal laboratories working with bioterror pathogens are the, quote, leading offenders repeatedly being referred for sanctions because of safety violations, yet regulators from the Department of Health and Human Services have largely responded with violation letters in their efforts to ensure safe operations. In other words, they're not doing anything. One of the congressmen, Tim Murphy from Pennsylvania, said, what we have here is a pattern of recurring issues, of complacency, of a lax culture of safety. This is the federal labs. This is not even the private labs. These are the federal labs run by the CDC who are bringing in deadly pathogens that are not native in America, enhancing them into bioweapons. They call them select agents. They call the enhancements gain of function to make them easier to transmit, more deadly if you catch the disease. Now, what could possibly go wrong? Well, we've already had, if you remember, there's a lot of stories about the Pentagon's anthrax blunders, shipping live anthrax through the regular mail system. That was the story in the last couple of weeks. That's one of the things that's brought this to light. Of course, USA Today, Allison Young is an investigative journalist there. She has been on this story. She deserves some kind of award. I mean, it is amazing how she has covered this. It's a one-woman investigative journalist effort here. She pointed out in previous articles that there's over 200 biosafety lab level 3 and level 4 throughout the country. And you can see the map there if you go to their site. And half of those, 100 of those, have had accidents. Bios level safety 3 and level 4. Now we've got an article up today at InfoWars. A university professor says that Ebola is genetically modified, a lab-made virus. And I want to ask you, if that sounds like a conspiracy theory to you, think about the fact that Tulane University was involved in an accident with Burkholderia pseudomallei, a deadly bacteria that was brought in the United States, not indigenous here, very small area of the world where it was found, really only two countries in the world where it was found. They brought it in here to make a weapon out of it. They were messing with it at Tulane's National Primate Research Lab, and it got out of the bio-level safety is 3 or 4 lab, got into the wild. It got into the 500 acres there. They had a scientist, multiple agencies were there. One of them then tested positive for Burkholderia pseudomallei. It's in the wild there now. Thank you, CDC. So it escaped. They still don't have an explanation for how it got out, in spite of many investigation teams there. We know that Tulane, same university, was involved in the Tuskegee experiments, deliberately giving syphilis to black people, telling some of them that they were getting treatments that already had had syphilis and not giving them treatments. So we know that they're ethically capable of it. We know that they can have mistakes. And we know that at the time that we had this latest outbreak of Ebola in Sierra Leone, that Tulane University had a laboratory there working on hemorrhagic fevers. The Sierra Leone government believed that they were responsible. The Sierra Leone government threw them out. So I have to ask you, do you think that a government that funds abortion is morally capable of releasing as a test pathogens? You don't even have to take that as a theory. We've seen it happen in San Francisco. They released tests in the New York subways, in the Boston subways. They say they were benign. We don't know. We don't know what our government is doing to us. They've lied to soldiers about the effects of things that they've exposed them to, nuclear weapons tests. Then we have Elon Musk and Stephen Hawking and Steve Wozniak in the last couple of days saying, say no to Skynet. They call for an artificial intelligence weapons ban. And, of course, there's many different aspects about this. There's the concern amongst many people like Hugo de Garis that we've talked about that generalized artificial intelligence may, in fact, recreate the Terminator scenario. This is not life imitating art. Understand that Hollywood is given these scenarios by people who are doing the research. They're given scenarios by the CIA. They're given research by the Department of Defense. They want to get you accustomed to the future. They want you to see all of the horror that they are planning. And then they want to wrap it up at the bottom with a happy ending so you don't get too freaked out and do anything about it. They just want you to get accustomed to it. They want to move the Overton window. That's what they're doing with these movies. So we see many people coming out, pointing out that this is a problem. We have the a campaign to stop killer robots that is going on in the UK. Now let's go to where these converge. Not only the automated, when I talk about killer robots, let me explain that. These are drones. These are machines. They're planes. They're tanks. There may be devices like you've seen DARPA funding that look like four-legged animals with knees going the wrong ways, running over all kinds of terrain, weaponized and able to kill without human intervention. Because you can wipe out a lot of people with plausible deniability if you release one of these things and say it was just the software. Stay with us. When we come back, I'm going to show you how this all ties together in the Pentagon's vision of the future.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS80, Guns80.com.
Would you like to use your IRA funds to buy precious metals and hold them at home? Are you wary of the stock market, paper gold, or faraway depositories? With a checkbook IRA, you may legally take custody of IRA-owned gold and silver. Visit checkbookira.com and learn how IRA owners in all 50 states have already taken control. Checkbookira.com. Checkbookira.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones listen line number today. 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose. 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to be joined at the beginning of the next segment by Paul Joseph Watson. Alex Jones is also going to be joining us from the UK. Alex, of course, is in Europe investigating the globalist takeover. He's going to be telling us what he's seen, and we have Paul Joseph Watson, who's going to be talking to us about his article, for one, bank tells a third party when customers have physically visited the bank. Yes, they're spying on you everywhere. Now, I want to get back to the future of warfare. Before I do, I want to let you know this half hour of the Alex Jones Show is brought to you by the high-quality products that we sell at InfoWarsLife.com. Products like Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. For me, I take it every morning. It's very easy to take a lot of supplements in liquid form. X2 is in liquid form. It's a great way to get your iodine. It's something that you need to have as part of your daily nutrition. It really works. I can tell you from experience, and of course, Alex has talked about this many times, you don't have to take our word for it. You can look at the 400 reviews on InfoWarsLife.com. Over 99% of those people would recommend it to a family or friend. Right now, it is in stock, and right now, through the month of July, we have free shipping. It's a good time to stock up on this because it goes in and out of stock, just like all of our products. Again, two more days in July for free shipping. That's X2 Nascent Iodine. You can get that at InfoWarsLife.com. You can also see the 400 reviews at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, getting back to these trends, what the Pentagon has done is they've looked at these trends, like we've been talking about, things that have really erupted in the news lately. A lot of people very concerned. Elon Musk, Stephen Hawking, Steve Wozniak, all people concerned, like Noel Sharkey and others that we talked to, Hugo de Garis, all concerned that artificial intelligence is getting out of control. Concerned about an arms race where you have autonomous killing machines that make their decisions without human input. It's just send them out and let them start killing in an area. And let me describe to you what this battlefield is going to look like, because it's not only the killer robots, which are the predominant factor there, but in the Pentagon's vision of the future, they also see augmented, elitist, cyborg superhumans, genetically modified people with implants connected to some of these robots, although most of them will be operating autonomously. This is a report that came out from the Pentagon, visualizing tactical ground battlefield in the year 2050. This is a report that actually was picked up. It came out of the U.S. Army Research Lab. It was picked up by Australian source. We picked it up from them. Not much coverage in the U.S. press. Let me give you the table of contents here. First of all, they broke it down into two areas. One of them is seeing, communicating, understanding, decision-making. The other one is actually the fighting aspect of it. Here's some of the topics in the seeing, communicating, understanding area. Let me ask if some of these sound familiar, if they sound like what we've been talking about with the Jade Helm programming with the special forces. Augmented humans, then automated decision-making and autonomous processes. Misinformation as a weapon? Yeah, that's what special forces and unconventional warfare are about. Misinformation as a weapon. Micro-targeting, that's what geospatial intelligence, human domain analytics, activity-based intelligence, that's what that is about, micro-targeting individuals. Cognitive modeling of the opponent, and so forth. But we go to the actual fighting. Listen to what they have. Ubiquitous robots. In other words, on the battlefield, robots are everywhere. Most of them killer robots making their own decisions. They work in swarms. As my son Lance said, nothing good ever comes in a swarm. Superhumans, directed energy weapons, that's things like laser beams, force fields, they're already working on them, folks. Other things like invisibility cloaks. It is a nightmare scenario. I don't have time to go into all of this, but we have to, as a people, come to grips with an out-of-control, militarized industrial complex, a standing army, and stop this before it gets to this nightmare scenario. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.